Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
So, guys, please do subscribe both channels, EE Arts and Evolutionary. We just released one over on Evolutionary that's pretty sobering, but these are sobering times in so many ways. And so, you know, I mean, I was just starting my day with a little music, getting in a really good mood and thinking I was going to practice a little bit, and then saw something that caught my eye. And we want to thank our Patreons and also those supporting us over on Ko-Fi. And that was a 6.4 earthquake. Thank you, Brother Mark in Kansas, for texting us and saying, hey, guys, look at that. Yeah, 6.4. This one is like 19 kilometers deep. There is, they say, no risk of tsunami, even though when we, you know, come over here, you get the little tsunami sticker over here. There are a bunch of aftershocks. We got like 54 quakes in the area, in the relative area. And you can see the big one, 6.4, 15 kilometers west-southwest of Ferndale, California. You know, we are very, very close to a major acceleration and everything that we've been watching going on. Again, is it going to happen now? Is it going to happen 6 months from now, a year from now? I don't think anybody can really tell. I don't think the powers that be really know either, but they are just doing their thing, and we all need to do our thing and to be as prepared as possible.
We do, and you know, we go periods of time where it seems like nothing is happening, but you know, that's where we have to be aware. We have to have our backup bag. We need to make sure we're updated on the kids' clothes, whatever we have stored away for them in a backpack. Check your diapers, check basic stuff, make sure it hasn't separated, it's still good. So we just need to be aware and prepared.
Absolutely. So this 6.4 quake struck southwest of Eureka, California, early Tuesday, according to USGS. It hit about 5:34 a.m. Eastern Standard Time Tuesday, or 2:34 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Epicenter about 7.5 miles west-southwest of Ferndale, which is about 218 miles northwest of San Francisco. Over two dozen aftershocks, as you know, we showed you, there is a lot of activity in the area. Let's hope that this was the major event and it's not a precursor. When we look at this area, we see that, you know, this is a very, very seismically active area and a very, very dangerous area, potentially. As we've talked recently about the Great Quake of 1700, what really happened with that, that they say was a 9.0, that Native American tribes, well, they tell of entire tribes just disappearing because of the waves coming in from that one. So this did cause damage, as you can see. This is downtown Fortuna, and you see windows broken, debris on the ground. There's actually 70,000 people at the moment without power because of the quake. 70,000 people without power because of the quake. And there's actually damage to a local bridge as well. As you can see, the door came down here. Lots of debris inside the house from the shaking. And we got some photos over here of some damage, cracked roads. The Fern Bridge has been damaged. Fern Bridge. And so 6.4 is what they are giving us. Of course, I asked Cindy, can you scan and tell us what you get? As if you're just joining us, you know, for the first time and you've never seen our channel, we both do things a little differently, and we rely on a little different sources for information than typical. And so Cindy's able to remote view and scan, as well as she is a channel, both a complete trance channel and can also channel in a awakened state as well.
So when I scanned that information, it just came out overwhelmingly clear that there is some type of device, or it's some type of technology. I can't tell you what it is, but it's reacting to a laser from space, and the Earth is not wanting to react. She is not wanting to harm. She is not wanting to hurt anyone. She has feelings, emotions. She understands, but she is being forced to react. I mean, it's something that's very, very, very unfortunate. So we need to send our energy toward that situation and give her strength.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, this is from Zero Hedge. Something to be aware of is the possibility of damage to gas and water lines. So, you know, checking gas and water lines for damage or leaks, exercise caution if traveling, and we'll give you guys all the links, of course. As we see, no tsunami is expected. And again, these are some photos. And I just thought this was kind of cool. As when you think about our history, and our, we've been covering so much about our past history and how you just don't know. And so this is San Francisco Market Street, April 14th, 1906, 4 days before the 7.9 quake and the fire. You know, if they knew what was going to hit shortly, you know, within 24 hours, would they have done things differently? I think a lot of people would have. A lot of people would have taken more precaution. Maybe, you know, take a camping trip. We just don't know when something's going to hit. But you can develop the ability to sense things. And this is where, again, you know, we're always stressing the need to have a mind-body-breath practice, like meditation, yoga, qigong. There's a reason why you'll find animals leaving an area just before a major disaster. Now, they could read signals from the mother, you know, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, so to speak. When we have technology coming in like this, I think that could catch the animals unaware too. So, and again, this is what we pick up on this, is that there is technology involved. Look at the geopolitical situation. It's a mess. And at any time, you know, this situation over in the heart of Europe, in the breadbasket of Europe, can spread across the entirety of Europe and across the entirety of the globe. And in fact, we see that it looks like things are being moved into place and set up so that that does happen. And again, I've gotten the strong feeling that when we are really close to that going and spreading everywhere, that we'll have something that looks like a natural disaster over here in the U.S. of a major, major variety. And at the same time, we won't necessarily know if it was technology or if it was just natural, because again, how can you tell when these technologies are involved? And if for those that don't understand the type of technologies, because you've never been exposed to it, look up and do a little quick Google search on Tesla and earthquake machine. I mean, these technologies have been open to the public since like 1900, or since about this time. In reality, since about the time of what we're looking at. And yet what we're really talking about is technology of a very, very, very advanced civilization that's in play.
And you know, we are not the pinnacle of modern civilization. There's been so many times where we've been in this very, very spot, and we've been talking about that lately too in some of our other videos, that the technology is so far advanced. And we do talk about these beings that are beyond us. You know, we think we're in control. We look at the political system and they give the illusion that it's humans in control, but it's not. And I know for a lot of people that's a jagged pill to swallow, but when you are able to make sense of things, really, that's what falls into place.
And in case you guys haven't noticed, we've been tweaking the playlist just so you could see and so you could binge watch a little bit better. So the first list that comes up is all the most recent videos. The second one is Tartaria, Atlantis, Mu, and Lemuria. Should probably also put Mudflood in on that header. And then we're going down the Giants rabbit hole. So everything related to Giants is there. Anunnaki, EGG, and it will have some other extraterrestrials in there as well. And then we go into Vedic astrology, channeled messages. So if you guys want to, you know, go ahead and verify us for yourselves by going through and looking at some of the messages that we've been given and shared with you guys. And I still have a lot to update to these different playlists and sort through. But you know, we got from the guides over 2 years ago, information that we're now seeing play out, you know, right before our eyes. And then healing through energy work, Qigong, meditation, Reiki. Who are we? Consciousness and reality. You know, and this gets into things also like, you know, exactly what happens when you die? You know, and how the journey definitely doesn't end. Every single life is just a single chapter in the book of the soul. Natural health, wellness, and fitness. This is where you can find more things on detoxing and you know what you can do to boost your immune system. Like you can reset your entire immune system in 72 hours. How emotions can cause disease. Little things like how to tell GMO from conventional. Even though when we see organic, we're talking about how it's loaded with heavy metals, and that's so sad, but that's the world that we're in. And then this was an interview with Rosemary. We're going to be doing another interview with her, and she's a naturopath, to give you ideas on detoxing and clearing certain things that you probably don't want in your body. Nanu, nanu. Earth changes, mantras, and then binge-worthy. Although binge-worthy, we're probably going to have to get rid of that one because you're only allowed 12. And we still have a couple other things that we wanted to break things down into. So again, to recap, 6.4 Ferndale, California, you know, 1700 in Cascadia. They say we had a 9.0 that inundated the whole coastline of the Pacific Northwest. I remember clearly, it was probably about 2.5 to 3 years ago now, having these visions of an 8.3 hitting in the Seattle area. Really is, I think it was off the coast somewhere in here, but it was like I was watching a video clip, and then there was action pretty much immediately thereafter down in the San Andreas. Now, again, those visions and things like that, timelines are always changing. So, you know, again, we can help nudge the outcome in a positive way, and especially by waking people up to all that's going on. You know, think about all the satellites that are launched and put out in space that we're on a need-to-know basis, and we don't need to know what they're doing. Well, we understand there's a HAARP up here. We understand there's a CERN over there. We understand that everything that we've been thinking going down rabbit holes are called conspiracy theories all seem to be coming true one after another. Just, you know, the big checklist of conspiracy theories, one after another, comes to pass. So again, all those satellites up in space, what are they really doing? How about, you know, the tens of thousands of the ones that Elon has put up there? What are they really doing? Again, this is an intergalactic, interdimensional battle of which Earth is just playing a tiny little part.
Mm-hmm. But it's an important part, and we are all part of that. And the information I'm getting in now is for us to feel that stabilization, because we are part of Earth. We are part of her. So when we feel emotions, she can feel those emotions, and it gives her more strength. So we need to lend that. We need to lend that information out, because she can stabilize with that.
Absolutely. So again, guys, you know, it's really go time as far as preparedness. You should be as prepared as possible right now. If you have time and you have the means, then set yourself up as good as you possibly could. Think about things, checklist, blanket, you know, basic first aid supplies, obviously food, long-term storage, water purification, bug out bags. You know, just think about all these things, backup power sources, power generation. Do you have the capacity to, you know, even cook with wood? You know, if need be, maybe a camping stove. I mean, all these different things. And maybe, you know, we could do something to go over that. But there are so many good channels out there. So many prepping shows out there. Canadian Prepper. I mean, God, there's, you just type in prepping and there's and YouTube, and there's going to be hundreds of channels dedicated to prepping. Because the writing is on the wall, and we are deep in the area where we will see a lot of things that we need to be prepared for.
Yes, definitely. Go through your things, get things updated, do whatever you need to do. And really, a camping list is a really good idea. You can go online and type in a camping list, because those are the things you need if you don't have any power. And it just brings up the sheet for you, and you can just mark everything off. It's so, so handy. There's hundreds of different ways to handle this. We just need to be prepared and handle it.
So as always, God bless and namaste.
Namaste.